Simon for Ventnor Blog here at Hawkfest, and we're with...
I'm Mr. Dibbs, bass player with Hawkwind.
What a great gig the other night.
Thank you very much.
It's the first time I've seen Hawkwind, which is probably pretty unique among people at Hawkfest.
Yeah, very unique. Yeah, it was great fun. Like, we enjoy it, and it's because it's our little festival, and it's like a family event, so it's all family. We consider all these people to be our family and friends, really.
It does have that... It's unlike... many other festivals I've been to. There is no barriers here. There's no sort of them and us stuff.
No, we try and keep it. It's a bit like keeping the spirit of the free festivals, where, you know, you could leave your kids and you knew they'd make friends and they were all right, and other people would be keeping an eye on them. And we don't believe in all that. We've had security because we have to for the license, but we get friendly security people in that aren't oppressive, that aren't trying to rag you and search you all the time. They know the score here. And yeah, it just keeps it nice and peaceful. If you make rules, people break them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good way of approaching everything, actually,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Yeah. Rules are there to be broken. So if you don't have any rules, there's nothing to be broken. And everyone gets it here. Yeah. They just get it. Look at there's no rubbish. Yeah. Everyone's tidied up after themselves. We're not going to have a big sweep of 2 days clearing rubbish up like most festivals. Yeah. Seen pictures of the V Festival? It looks like a slum.
Right.
You know. And what's the point of that?
I've been shocked, actually. Last year we were at a festival, and the way the people treated the area they lived in just showed a sort of a complete disrespect for themselves, never mind anything else.
I bet their houses aren't like that, you know. Yeah. It's like, you know, you expect, unless they are, you know, you've seen these programmes on telly and some of these houses are in the right state. Yeah. But yeah, they've got no respect for it. They come, they just dump the rubbish, like piss anywhere they want, and then go off and expect someone else is going to clean it up for them.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's a terrible attitude. But that's what you get when you've got 150,000 people in a field. You get a bigger majority of idiots. Now, we keep it... this is nice because we keep it down to a nice level. Mm. It's more like a village fete.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how long have you been with Hawkwind then?
I've been playing with the band for 4 years. I was a roadie for 10 years before that, and a fan since I was 17. So I had 29 years of living Hawkwind,
right.
Basically. Yeah, yeah. So I'm living the dream because I'm in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. After dreaming of it in the years ago to see him at Stonehenge Festival and follow him around.
Yeah.
And I had a band in the early 90s that supported him, that's how we got to know him. And then I just turned up at Whitby Dragfest in 97, and Richard said, yeah, Dibbs can drive a bus, Dave, and that was it. And I was on the crew.
Yeah.
So,
and not how's it been living that life?
I've pinched myself almost daily, really do, but it is good.
Yeah
I mean, it's not everyone that gets to play in their favourite band. You know, so I'm very lucky. That's what I feel lucky. Yeah.
I was chatting to a few of the people here, and they're saying they thought the lineup at the moment, because obviously there's been lots of changes over the years.
Yeah.
They're saying they thought the lineup at the moment was particularly strong.
I think it is. It kind of coasted a bit, sort of late 2000s, and the bass player they had at the time decided he'd had enough and wanted to do his own thing, so he left. And they phoned me up, and we had a keyboard player called Jason Stewart, who sadly died of a brain hemorrhage 2 years ago. Yeah, and we were just starting to make this album that we've put out now, and it was a big blow to us. It knocked us all back for about a year, and Niall had been along doing some recording with us, and he just came and played guitar, and we've all gelled.
Right.
You know, there's five of us enjoying it, having fun, laughing and smiling on stage, and it makes a big difference. You know, and we work hard as well. We rehearse a lot and make sure the show's going to be good. And now we've got two new dancers.
Yeah.
And they're the best dancers, for me, from a fan perspective, best dancers Hawkwind have ever had.
Right.
And they take the songs, they look at the lyrics, they work it out, and they make their own costumes. So we've got this big, it's like a theatrical artistic presentation as well. But we're enjoying it, and if we're enjoying it, it rubs off on the fans. You know, but it is, yeah, it's a good classic lineup. And especially for Dave, who have done it for 40 years, you know, instead of coasting along like a lot of the old 70s bands, he's kept it going and going and going and going. And now we're on this like rising trough. We got the Mojo Maverick Award earlier on this year.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just fantastic, you know, because everyone's enjoying it. That's the thing.
The show, I thought, was what was remarkable was it was a sort of this crescendo.
Mm.
It was no perceptible change, but just you realise the little way in is, whoa, hang on a sec, what's going on here?
Relentless pummeling, yeah, that's when I start off. I think we just sort of press an on button, yeah, and it goes.
Right.
And some, you know, sometimes it flags a bit, and sometimes, like the other night, it just goes and it just relentlessly hits people. And I think, yeah, about halfway through, you could see it on people's faces going, blimey. Yeah. You know, it's like the force of the wind, yeah, it's, right, if you give the pun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's a good energy on Saturday night, it really was.
Yeah.
Like, and it feeds back off the crowd and backwards and forwards.
It was interesting actually walking around the camp in the build up to the part of Hawkwind actually coming on. There was, you felt a distinct change in the energy.
Yes.
There's a real lifting of people, but also people queuing up to get in the tent. I sent out a little tweet saying, I've never been in such a low pressure queue in my life.
Yeah.
Now, everyone is obviously, there's huge anticipation from the fans.
Yeah, yeah. But
there was none of this bargy or anything like that. It was just sort of people just standing there.
No, they're patiently waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good. And we had some really good bands on the Friday night. I mean, we got 400 CDs. That we whittled down to 40 bands.
Wow.
You know, and we listened to every single one. We listened to 3 tracks off every single CD to make our minds up. And it's really hard to get it down to 40. There's so many good bands and young bands sending us stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I think we made, every band I've seen, I've thought, wow, yeah, we made the right choice. They're great, they're great. A really eclectic mix of music, and everyone seemed to have enjoyed everything.
Yeah.
Not anyone complaining about anything. It's lovely.
Perfect.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can't say better than that, really.
No, not really. No, no. And especially since the weather decided to behave after Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You know, that was picked everyone up, because we were all a bit, oh God, I hope it's not going to be like this all weekend.
Yeah.
But the sun always shines on Hawkfest. I mean, it really, really does. Yeah, even in 2007, when there was big floods down the M1 and we did it at Donington, and we did have to stop the stage for a while, people were still smiling, it didn't matter.
Right.
But then the sun came out and it was all alright again.
Yeah.
Just in time for Hawkwind to play. And that was my first ever gig, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so I've been rehearsing for about a year before that.
Wow.
And Dave and Chris got married at that one.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. And the other one, two years ago, we had it in Devon on another greenfield site.
Yeah.
That's the thing, we have to bring everything in, that's what makes the difference.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone pitches in, we've got a lot of people working for free, and the locals here have been absolutely brilliant. They've jumped through some massive hoops for us, like scaffolding and extra bits that we needed.
Right.
The farmer, Darren, he's given us pallets, he put the road in.
Did he? I thought
that
was
new. Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, so we had to because of the fire officers, but they wanted us to put hire one of those metal ones in, and we thought, well, get that in, it's going to go away. So, so Darren said, oh, well, I've got a quarry, we'll put the road in. So, yeah, and he's been dead happy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think we've been in all the towns and people are buzzing about it.
Yeah, good.
Like talking, oh, that's the co-op in Freshwater sold out of everything.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so then none of the dissent we thought we'd have, because a few people still have that hangover from the 40th anniversary, 40 years ago. And we were never going to bring hordes of people onto the island. And I think when people realised what it was, they all sort of warmed to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Really, well, thanks. And thanks for the experience. It's been, like I say, the first time. Mm-hmm. First time we've ever seen Hawkwind live. Yeah. First Hawkfest for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're sold, actually. Really enjoyed
it. Nice one. Thanks very much. Yeah, appreciate that. It's great. Good to meet you.